Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. We have a special, special edition tonight. It's Ladies Night, ladies. So I never host the show alone. I want to introduce Ms. Nico Martin and Ms. Karishma
Hello.
Thomas. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. How are you, ladies?
I'm wonderful. How are you two doing?
It's ladies' night. We have author Christian Keys, singer, actor. I'm excited about this ladies' night book. Oh, I love the cover. I'm in love with the cover.
That's what I was just going to say. I was like, have you checked out the cover?
I want the book based on the cover. So he hit a nerve. ladies, definitely, you know, say hello to the audience. And let me know, how was your holiday?
Great.
Go ahead, Nicole.
My holiday was great. It was quiet. It was nice. I got to spend time with friends and family, which is what it's all about. So very relaxing. Karishma, how was yours?
Wait a minute.
Tahira, we got to find out, who did she bring to the table?
Yes, that's right. Who's the lucky person, Karishma?
It was a few lucky people. I had a good Thanksgiving brunch with a few friends, and you know, maybe
Playa,
a little someone.
Yeah, right? Ladies' night. So all the secrets come out on this ladies' night edition.
Exactly.
I definitely had some late Thanksgiving drinks, you know, just a fun way to end the holiday on the right note. So that's where I'll leave it up to all our listeners' imagination. You guys can guess what I've been up to, and you can tweet me at Kish Thomas to let me know what you are all up to on Thanksgiving, and follow us at the Girlfriend Network. It's the GF Network 1. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and at the Love Zone USA.
That is
ladies,
fun.
And your Twitters as well, so everyone can tweet you all the time.
Oh, definitely. I'm Fashion Diva 2014. And you let me know, like, what fashion things you wore on Thanksgiving apparel on the Love Zone. So, yeah, give us your Twitter, Nacone.
It is simply Nacone Martin. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hit me up. Say hello.
All right. So, Tahira.
Everybody, we're
yes,
all excited.
Ma'am.
Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm
oh, my God.
For ladies' night. Mr. Christian Keys, I cannot wait. Yes. So this book is phenomenal. I can't wait to get into, you know, the book with him. Guys, call in. Let us know what your feedback, comments on the book. I've read a lot of reviews already. Very, very good stuff. 347-539-5729. Call in. Again, that number is 347-539-5729. Or tweet us. So definitely, I love the cover. Like, I'm just
yes.
still on the cover. Like,
I need another tattoo. He makes me just want to go and get a tattoo. He makes me want to do, like, 20,000 more crunches. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
My
oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good version. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that cover makes me want to do a lot of things, too. Yeah, that cover is wonderful. That cover is...
I was like, okay, I have to get this book. Just based on the cover, I was on Amazon.com like, okay, when can I get my book? Okay, it'll be here Tuesday? Okay. He told me with the cover. So definitely, yeah, I can't wait.
All the reviews are amazing. Everyone's raving about this book. They said it's like so good, constant page turner. You like everyone is just in love with it. So I'm so excited.
Me too, because one of the reviews that I read was just like a woman, and she said she felt like he was in the same room with her, reading to her. So I was like, oh my goodness, you know, the picture came in my head. I was just like, can you imagine him in my room reading to me? Okay, so definitely nothing but the best. Nothing but the best about this book, and it's still early. So I just cannot wait to get into his space and to understand Ladies' Night from his point of view.
Mm-hmm. What do you all do on Ladies' Night? What is your ideal Ladies' Night?
With me?
Mm-hmm.
I like to have fun. Like with my friends, we just had a Ladies' Night on a party on Saturday. So just going out, having a good time, just really, you know, dancing to the music, and spending time together, quality time without, you know, talking about spouses or relationship stuff, just friends time together, having a good time, whether we're just like sitting either in a social event or just at someone's house, just having like a waiting to exhale moment or just, you know, having a good time. That's my idea of a ladies' night. How about you?
Well, my ladies' night is always just, it's definitely, they get pretty crazy. My friends are quite wild, so we will always be out having a good time, just having fun, letting loose, a lot of funny little things happening, lots of dares, but just really, yeah, just really enjoying each other's company, because it's so much fun when the girls get together. What about you, Nicole? What do you all do when you have your ladies' night?
We do different things. Sometimes we go out. We seem to really like cabarets. I don't know if it's our age or what, but we love the cabarets.
I haven't been to a cabaret yet.
Oh, God, yes.
Don't invite me
because
I'll go on stage. I'm telling you now. You invite me. I'm going to go on stage. I'll probably have the microphone. So just let you know what happens when you invite me to a cabaret. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Oh, we should. Let's have a girlfriend network ladies' night at the cabaret. I think
that's
awesome.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So we do that. Sometimes we do game night where we just convene at one of the girls' house and we drink and we play games. And the next thing we're working on, as soon as we can get it together, hopefully over the holidays, is doing a pajama party. And a lot of us love the color purple and other classic African-American films. So we plan to have like a marathon of films, dressed in PJs, drinking and food. Seems like everything.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Food, though. Food and alcohol. That's like the main ingredient. And, that's great. So it's great to release and, you know, relax, relate, release is what I call it. And just go out and have a good time. So
another form of ladies' night, well, I guess ladies' day, because I'm a 24-hour party person. So I don't expire, so I get it. I like actually going to the spa, like with my girlfriends, like really, really going to a day spa and like really in the mud. And that's my idea of a ladies' night, you know, with the champagne and stuff like that. I mean, to me, that's just my normal keeping my life together. But it's fun when you can have a couple of your girlfriends and you're at the spa and you have the mud on your face. You're not going into detail about, like, problems. You're just really relaxing and relieving and releasing at that point in time. It's cool. So I like that.
Definitely. That's great. That's awesome. And then I'm trying to get my girlfriends to do a ladies' day with me at the gym, but nobody wants to do that. So I'll keep trying. I will keep trying. So. And why did you ladies got quiet on me too? Like, come on.
Don't call me. Like, just call me. I'll be like, I will be there. I'm the friend that's there. Like, no matter what. I'm like, didn't everybody say we were getting together? I'm here. It's 4 a.m. Where's everybody?
Oh, my God.
I'm a committed friend with partying, things like that. I'll be there. I'll be committed to it. You know, I schedule my time. So, I mean, you say the words and come and.
No, if you told me about the cabaret, I'd be there in a second. If you said gym, I'd be like, oh, I can't. I'm really busy that day. I'll see you. I'll meet you later.
I think it's a healthy way, too, to get your friends interactive and working out. That's so important. Nahum and I always talk about, like, how it's important, you know, when you get older to, you know, keep your body together. So you won't have any,
Karishma,
you know, health
issues. So we need to get Karishma on board because she's just a baby. So, you know, we need to institute this in you. It's a lifestyle. So come on. You're not going to have that goal forever. After a couple of
Anything
kids.
You
Come
say,
on.
Nicole, honestly, every time I look at Nicole, I'm like, dang, I wish I had that
motivation.
Yeah, she is
my
motivation.
Do that.
Nicole, I'm going to have a poster of you on one side and a poster of Christian Keys on the other, and that'll keep me going. So I'm like, yes, I'm going to go to the gym.
Absolutely. She is phenomenal. She just, she's dope. And it's a lifestyle. It's a habit,
yeah,
and it's a lifestyle. So I love that. I mean, I kind of fell off a little bit, but I'm getting back.
Okay.
I'm getting back.
Right.
It definitely is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to get into our first song, I Ain't Fucking With You.
That's my
Big
song,
Sean,
too. That's like everybody's motto right
Big
now.
Big Sean featuring E-40 right here on the Girlfriend Network.
You little stupid and wow. Can't f with you. You little dumb and wow. Can't f with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather do than to be with you. Little stupid and I don't give a look, I don't give a about you or anything that you do. Don't give a about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't with you. I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, how you feel? Get too sensitive, it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy person. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this. And everything that I do is my first name. I chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me. I just bought a crib, 3 stories, that the trilogy. And you know I'm rolling with this, not the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo, at next. And I'ma text yo at back like I don't with you. You little stupid and wow. Can't with you. You little dumb and wow. Can't with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather do than to be with you. Little stupid and I don't give a about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You're liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Enough Eddie, I could have put on property. From the bait of the murder writ, my put remission, she choosing, that's her decision. Free my in prison. On the phone with a who can't do for a pimp, but make a hillary. Got a and my dental, blowing hemp, and a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make me stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Ask them if I rock with other than the crew. But them cool. It's just that
she ain't fucking with you. You little stupid and
wow.
Can't with you.
Uh-uh.
You little dumb and
wow.
Can't with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather do than to be with you. Little stupid and I don't give a look, I don't give a about you or anything that you do. Don't give a about you or anything that you do.
I don't give a
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing. I'll be spending the evening with you, my fans, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone. So be sure to tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, your favorite girlfriend, Tahira Sutton. Welcome back, listeners. Nicole Martin, Karishma.
Hello, hello,
hello.
Oh, this is ladies' night. It's ladies' night. I'm so excited. Oh, and
absolutely.
I just, yes, and I believe Christian is here. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Mr. Christian Keith. Christian, are you there?
Absolutely. How you doing?
Okay, I'm going to pass out right now, but I'm doing well. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. How are you?
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Believe us. We're so excited.
We're so excited. I love the book. The cover alone, I purchased it based on the cover. So I love Ladies' Night.
Well, thank you.
This is to your side.
Whatever works.
I just wanna, yes, I just want to thank you for accepting the invitation to come on. Our listeners are tuning in to you. Can you tell us about Ladies' Night, the book? Give us some, you know, information on how people can purchase your new book, and let us know about it.
Well, it's still available on Amazon.com. Tomorrow it'll be available everywhere that books are sold, digitally or in the physical copy. So, you know, Borders, Barnes & Nobles, Walmart, you know, the main places people get books. And I'm really, really excited about the just the feedback and everything. Like, a lot of people have read it in a day or two and, you know, are on their second time through and everything. And the funny thing is the trailer for the book comes out tomorrow. And it's, you think the cover is a problem?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Because somebody had to do some of the stripping that was, you know, depicted in the novel, so in the trailer, you know, we had to give a visual motivational push for people to go pick the book up. So it's a really hot but really club trailer, so I'm excited for people to see that as well.
It worked, just based on the cover. No, just alone. I love you as an actor. I think you're funny. You're more than an actor, singer, father. I think you're a comedian as well. I don't know.
Hilarious.
You know, because I think you're really, really funny.
Singer.
But it's just,
yes,
just reading the bio and everything about you bring a lot to the film, and you make it real, and people can relate to the characters that you play. So it's just to see it now in a literary form is just amazing. I'm like, oh my goodness, I was literally on Amazon at work. I was just like, when can you get this to me? So I'm really, really excited about the book, and definitely, you know, want our listeners to know how they can purchase their book. Right tonight, you can purchase it on Amazon. It took me less than 5 minutes to put in my cart number and get this book, and I'll have it soon. So So tell us about, you know, this project and tell us about yourself.
Okay.
How you got started.
I've been writing forever. I've been writing since I was 12. I just never, you know, back in the, I think I was more worried about it not being received as cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Lately, I don't care. I love doing it. So, but, you know, as a kid, I was like, I don't want to be the nerd that's, you know, that's the writer boy. So I was like, you know, I kind of kept it on the hush for a while. And I was writing songs, spoken words, stories, poetry, you name it. And when I graduated college, one of my professors who was, and I mentioned him in the book and the acknowledgement, nobody expected to get a decent grade out of his class because he's so super strict. And he pulled me aside and told me, he said, you should really consider changing your curriculum from social work, which I was, you know, attending college for, to critical writing. He said, because you just get it. He said, you're a really good writer, so, you know, don't waste that. And that really kind of helped give me some confidence to pursue it, you know, and really start writing screenplays, movies, TV shows and everything. But this is my first foray into novel writing. And thank God, my publisher, Carl Weber, he has 16 New York Times bestsellers, so he really knows how to aggressively market a book and make sure that it's packaged properly. So I'm in really good hands, man, and I'm grateful for the way you guys put all this stuff together. I'm so blessed. I'm over the moon about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, definitely from some of the reviews that I've been reading on it, it's amazing. People are like, one review, a customer said that, a reader said that she felt that you were like reading to her in her room. And I was just like, oh my
wow.
God, could that be me?
Yeah.
she felt like, can you read to me in my room? But yes, as an author, I haven't read it yet. I can't wait to read it. I'm a writer as well. So I know that you struggle when you put your written work out loud in front of people. So just, you know, keep doing that.
Because you're bearing everything. You know,
it's your soul.
You're at your most vulnerable because it's. And then truthfully,
absolutely.
As a writer, you go back and, you know, you have to read it 15 or 20 times during the editing process and when they give you rounds and rounds of notes and adjustments to make.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, like, I'll go back and read it and, you know, just almost a year later, I would change some things. You know, a book is never quote unquote perfect, I don't believe. I just feel like once it's done and you've done your best, your absolute best, you gotta let it go. I can't beat myself up or overly critique it. Things that I learned in the process, I'll apply it on the next one. I'm 80 pages in on my next book. So I wanna keep that, you know, keep that rolling. When I'm not shooting, you know, amazing projects for TV and
mm-hmm.
film, you know, I got a stack of movies that I want to put out as novels first, and then being that the script is already written, you know, once the book does well, I can sit down with any studio in Hollywood and say, hey, you know, I got a bestseller right here, the script is done, I got relationships with people, and I can get you some stars in the movie, give me a check so I can go shoot this.
Well, you can let us know at any time for the Girl From Network, so, but absolutely,
exactly.
Christian, you know, hearing the reviews and this is something that's really, really close to your heart. I can tell already. I know that it's going to be a bestseller just from the reviews
mm-hmm.
that I'm getting. And you're hitting home. Like, you're really hitting nerves. You're pulling out emotions that are, like, under, you know, the different layers and the psychology of a person. So how do you stay motivated to do that? Where does that come from?
I don't want to regret, you know, and I look at it like I think God gives us, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm a cussing Christian. You know, I know who's blessing me, but my Bible ain't in my pocket, you know, but I'll tell anybody in the New York Minute, I know exactly who's driving this car, you know, it's not me. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, when he gives us gifts, like you're an author yourself, you said, and when he gives you guys platforms like the Girlfriend Network, you know, it's to make your life and other people's lives better. And I think that's how, it's one of the ways we make him smile. So, I want to keep a smile on his face, you know what I'm saying? And use the gifts that he's given me, whether it be music, you know, or acting or writing or whatever the case may be. And then two, I feel like he gives us these so we can make our life better. So we don't have to just scrape by, so we can live abundantly, you know, as long as we keep giving him credit for doing it and giving him the glory for doing it, you know, he'll keep upholding his end. So, and then I want my son to be proud. You know, when he sees that I'm, you know, I'm 20 films in and I'm doing, you know, bigger and bigger stuff as far as the network TV shows go, and now I'm doing books and music and everything, you know, he's inspired. He's 11, writing his first graphic novel. He started it on his own. He decided he was to write a graphic novel, basically like a 2015 version of a comic book, which is crazy. And he wrote his first song over the summer, and he sang it to me. And I won't lie, I wish I would have wrote it. It was dope.
That's amazing.
I want to inspire people, you know what I mean? And you know, look around at other people who use their gifts so they can inspire me and help me stay motivated. So that's the bulk of it, you know.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I want to keep doing it.
Christian, Nicole. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christian.
Go ahead, Nicole. Okay, Nicole. Go ahead.
Christian, this is Nicole, and I have to say, what I'm loving the most about you, yes, you're gorgeous. Yes, you're a great actor.
Thank you.
Yada, yada, yada. We could go on and on, but your background is amazing. The diversity that you overcame and the obstacles that you overcame, and for someone like me who is an aspiring actress and model, wow. I mean, wow. Really, kudos to you, because I know those years were very, very hard, and God bless you for being who you are today, so positive, so creative, so gifted. I mean, things could have really went left for you because I know you said you were full of anger and a lot of things going on. But I'm glad you were able to find a family that gave you what you needed at the right time, love and positivity. And do you mind talking about that? I know that's probably a little painful for you, but I think it's so important that our listeners know that people overcome diversity all the time. And your life was a struggle. And look where you are today. So I think that really needs to be spoken about seriously.
Oh yeah, I don't mind at all. I mean, I go to foster homes, group homes, and talk to kids, and I talk to, I try to talk to grown people. You know, us. You know, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, because that's sometimes where people lose steam, and you might think that, oh man, I'm exhausted from this mess that I went through, this crap I had to deal with. But I look at it like this: me and my brother, my blood brother, I love him to death. He's in prison right now. We went through the same exact stuff, the beatings, the, you know, having to stand outside naked in the snow at 9 years old and getting beat with the bat and the hammer and the belt buckle and pots and pans and bottles and just all kind of stuff just that a child should never have to experience. And at some point it hit me like, okay, either I'm going to use this or it's going to use me. And, you know, what better situation as an actor to have all of that to tap into. You know, I don't have to wonder what it's like to create genuine fear, because I've lived in it. You know what I mean? I don't have to create rage. You know, it's already been a part of my DNA. So I tap back into that and make sure that I prepare this scene. Yeah, I prepare this scene to where it's as real as the things I've experienced. And that's when I know it's going to come across honest, and it's going to be believable. And so it's best to use it, because otherwise it's just going to sit there, it's going to fester. You know, I'm going to be bitter, I'm going to blame the world, when, you know, all they owe me is a chance, all they owe me is a shot. I'm alive, so that's my shot. So I look at it like that. You know, I'm not going to whine about it. I'm grateful, and if anything, I feel like I'm a little stronger than some people because of the things I've been through. But therefore, God's going to clearly require a lot more out of me, so I'm okay with that.
That's phenomenal. Charisma, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just, you know, I love how you are spreading the positivity and love, and you said that you want to inspire people. I was just curious to, how did you get the inspiration to write Ladies Night? Like, where did you kind of want to get that story from? What inspired you while you were writing it?
You know what? As soon as, because I hadn't seen the movie in theaters, that first weekend it came out, literally, I might have got 60, 70 texts and Twitter and Facebook messages like, yo, I want you in Magic Mike. They didn't have no chocolate in Magic Mike. Yeah, I feel some kind of way. It wasn't my brothers in Magic Mike. And a light bulb went off. I was like, bing. let me sit down and write a really intelligent, really dope story with some levels and layers to it. And actually, I wrote the script first.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the film. So the film I wrote, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when Magic Mike came out. And then of course, I had to sit down and see the movie to make sure that no elements of my script were similar to theirs, because I hadn't seen it yet. So thankfully, there was nothing similar other than, you know, dancing. And that's mm-hmm. that's going to be similar anyway. But and then I was on set with Carl Weber one day, and I asked him, I said, how hard would it be to transpose a script in the novel format? And he said, well, if it's good, you know, we can talk about it. If it's bad, I'm going to tell you it's bad. I love and respect him because he's real like that. So,
yeah.
You know, and he read it, and he came in, and he's like, yo, how's next December?
Wow.
And I said, what? And he said, next December. He said, how about we put out Ladies Night, your first novel, next December? He said, you got some work to do. And it's going to be points where you ain't going to like me and my team, because you're going to be getting note after note after note. But, you know, they're amazing. They're thorough. And they definitely pushed and challenged me and made me a better writer through this whole process. So that's how the book came, but the script came first.
That is amazing. That's amazing. I know that you're short for time, Mr. Keys Christian, and I just wanted to thank you for spending time with us on our Ladies Night on the Girlfriend Network, and wish you much success with your book, because I know you have to go. We're going to get into the next song, I Love Making, featuring Drake, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Got the club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up. Now, I just did three in a row. Them shoulders back to back to back now. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no motherfucking time. To party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. Fill the room up with some things. One night open, this is it. Always working OT. Overtime and not all time. Shit is crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around. I think we getting too deep. Shit I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs, I got Zans in the Advil bottle. I don't take them shits, but you do. So I got them for you.
I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink.
And when I'm putting work in on the weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up
on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Working Monday night on the corner flipping hard. Made at least 3,000 on the boulevard. I've been working graveyard shifts every other weekend. Ain't got no fucking time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making jugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should dance. I'm just gonna have another drink. I'm doing my stance. You know my Molly pink. I got the loudest of the loud. You know my gas thing. My P.O. think I'm in the house. Don't give a damn about what she thinks. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up. Got your girl in the cut of she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut of she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut of she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut of she Tuesday. Got the club going up.
Never let it go. If you just let me invade your space, I'll take the pleasure, take it with the pain. And it's in the moment I buy my lips. Baby, in that moment you know this is something better than it can be. Oh, man, give me a reason to believe it. Cause if you
generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
When you're in the mood for love talk or just good music, listen to the LoveZoneUSA.com. LA Love, the boss sure does.
Hi, welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. That was phenomenal. That was very good. Ladies' night. Karishma, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so excited about this book. Are you ladies excited?
I'm really excited. I cannot wait to get my hands on it.
I can't
wait.
For many reasons. Phenomenal. He was a great, great guest. Just very humble and sincere about his struggle. And it's just amazing. His story just made me tear reading the bio. And he's just an amazing actor, singer. I really feel like in looking at some of his work that he's a comedian too. So I can't wait to get the book, actually physically get it in and start reading it. And maybe we can all get it and talk about the book. So
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Our little book club, our Girlfriend Network book club.
Yeah, the Girlfriend Network book club. We could do it.
Yeah, that would be pretty phenomenal. Well, you got your first book.
Yeah, when should we start? We can all, chip in and, you know, read and come back, the next week and, you know, have our feedback and dissect different sentences in the book. So, just phenomenal. He's a great actor, and I just his story alone just moved me.
Yeah,
so.
The story is pretty crazy. That's why I say you never know where people come from or their humble beginnings. I mean, because a lot of times you see actors and actresses just pop up on screen and they seem to be overnight sensations, but you never know the struggles that they went through to get there or the hardships that they've had in their life that they've overcome to realize their dream and be where they are. And that's what I'm most impressed about Christian. Aside from the acting and the singing and the writing, just to get past that, because like I said, something like that could really kill you mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So to overcome abuse at many different hands in years and being bounced around in different foster environments, to me that's pretty remarkable and phenomenal. So kudos to him for that.
Absolutely. That was tough and within itself. Just me, from my background, working with the state for some time and just, you know, visiting homes to see where, you know, the abuse is done. And sometimes the state and the government fails you. And he's actually proves that you can actually survive a broken system.
Absolutely.
What's interesting that I wanted to bring to you, ladies, he made a quote that really caught my attention when I was reading, and it says, sometimes to find true success, you must first know real failure. And I think, you know, that says it the most. Out of his failure, he's grown to use it to his advantage. And I know we talk about dreams and we talk about, you know, different goals that we have in life. It's just using that. What people don't talk about, you always see people talk about success and how they've made it, but they don't talk about the lows, what it takes to make it, and using that to communicate real success.
I so agree.
No, definite. That's a great quote, and I think that message is really great. I think there's so much more that goes on than some people see. So for a lot of people, when they see people who are successful, they think, oh yeah, you know, like Nicole was saying, just like, oh, it just happened overnight. But there's so much more that. And hard work that goes on and beyond that people really do to work towards their dreams and to work to overcome any kind of failures that they have had. And I think everything that he's been through is just absolutely admirable, that he's created such success, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it just gives inspiration and hope. I mean, I'm sure we all can, you know, drive from him as far as, and it seems like
well, I'm glad you're still on the cover, so. I'm a girlfriend network. Yeah, so we can cut up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just amazed at everything he's touched. He's had success in from, you know, doing theater to singing to acting to now writing. And I'm sure very, very soon he's going to be directing and producing, you know.
Correct.
So we're going to do that in the future. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. So, Andy, we didn't even talk about him. I assume, ladies, that he said he's a single father. You know, I know he puts a lot of, you know,
just off the cover. No, I think he does mention that he is a father. I don't know the status.
Right.
But he loves being a father. And that was also something that I did read. He loves being a father.
Absolutely. And I did read, ladies, as of a couple of years ago, like, so you were said, I don't know what his status is now, but a couple of years ago, he was pretty disillusioned and single, and he was not having much success in the love department. I don't know what his status is today, though, of course. But
well, if it's still that same situation, we can help him.
Yeah, I'm just
a girlfriend that was always willing to lend
a hand. You know, that mother, you know, Tahira is very nurturing and very loving, so, you know, come on, Tahira.
He's like,
I don't
even care. No, it's just ladies' night, but let's set the record straight. He is, you know, a devoted father, and I just, you know, love his work. I think he's very funny. I've seen him before on BET and ABC as well. You know, so I just feel like he has a lot to bring to the table, and he's one of the best ingredients in acting. You know, when you see him, you really see real acting. And so now I understand after interviewing him where it stems from, and it stems from a place where he has had some tough experiences, and he's using it to make it work and not just help himself but others. He wants to touch people and touch hearts, and I think that's phenomenal within itself.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. So it's ladies' night. We had Christian Keys.
Yes.
Tahira is going to bed with the book, and Carissa is going to be hanging the cover on a wall.
Yes, it's going to be my motivation, or just something to stare at while I go to bed. one of the two.
Motivation for what, Carissa? What are you motivated to do when you look at him?
I'm motivated to do a lot of things, but hopefully
what he does, he has an inspiring spirit.
Yeah, she's going to be bringing more people to the table, Tahira. That's what she's going to be doing. We got Christmas coming up, so she's going to be making
that round. That's right. But, hey, ladies, I have a quick question because, you know, he's so inspiring, and his story is just a phenomenal story. Do you have, like, any experience where you turn, like, a horrible situation to a successful, you know, a positive, can you share, like, that you would like to share on the radio?
Absolutely. For those who don't know my story, Tahira Karishma, you know my story, but I got into the game. Well, I've always wanted to pursue modeling and acting. I'm going to make this really quick for years. But typical story, got pregnant at an early age, put my dream on hold, raised my son. So when he went to college, I said I was going to give my dream another shot. To a lot of naysayers, even people in my family were clowning me. Like, who starts a modeling career at her age or does anything in the industry at her age? But I want to tell you, and I talk to so many people about this every day, people my age, younger, anybody with a dream, never give up, always believe in yourself. I believe dreams happen if you work hard and you believe in yourself, because today I can really call myself a commercial model and actress with representation in New York. With a great resume. I've had a lovely career. Things didn't really pop off for me until about 5-6 years ago. I'm no spring chicken. So, and I still have a lot of aspirations. I'm not done yet. So as long as God keeps blessing me, I'm going to keep pushing, and I say I'm going to do this until the wheels fall off. So that's my quick story. About
that is amazing. I love your story.
Wow.
Your story motivates me so much. I think for me it was one of those things where I went to college for something completely different. I had no idea what I was going to be, and then I went through that phase where after college everybody was doing something and I was doing nothing because I had no idea what I wanted. And I was really down on myself because I thought I have no idea, and I thought I'd have it all figured out and I thought everything would be okay. But lucky for me, you know, things worked out. I ended up falling in love with radio. I got some great opportunities, and that's how I'm here today. And I thank God every day that he blessed me with so much and blessed me with such amazing opportunities. I got to live in London. I'm now in New York. And I think it's just about keeping that faith and working hard and just knowing that things will work out, but you have to remain positive and don't get too down on yourself and don't really get stuck in that negativity. Because when you're in that negative place, it is so hard to really start working towards great things. So.
Yes, well said, Carisma, and that's congratulations to you and Mr. Hero. So happy that you are
yes.
here with us.
We love you, Bell Baby.
Yes.
I love it. I love being able to host with you two beautiful ladies. I love it.
Yes, we're gorgeous, aren't we? I think it was for me making a bad decision. Ashley Stewart, everybody know Ashley Stewart's now. Me denying that job when they first, I was supposed to be a cover model, and they offered me the position to model their promotional. And I was just like, they're calling me fat. I didn't accept the job. I turned them down, and look, they're mega right now. So just learning more about no matter what, making the best what you have, even every negative is really not a negative, it's a positive. You just have to see the positivity in the negativity, if that makes sense. So I learned from that. You can't just say, like, okay, if sometimes I think we want it to happen in a certain way, and if it doesn't happen in that way, we're like, okay, this is not it. But it comes in disguise. And so that's what I've learned, how to, you know, and that works for me.
Yeah, and I'm proud of you for that, Tahira, because Carisma, I don't know if you know, but Tahira was struggling for a long time because, you know, Tahira wasn't really a plus model, but they wanted to put her in the plus category, and she didn't know what
to do. Oh, my goodness. I was a teen model. I was
way the same, and it was Tahira basically said, you know what, I'm going to be who I am, I'm going to rock with who I am, and they can either love me or hate me. So,
and now I get all these jobs.
Everyone loves you. That's the thing. Everyone loves you. So it all worked out.
It works out. I mean, I think being a twin, too, because we were twin models and we team models and we were a package deal. I think the weight was a factor. If she would gain 2 pounds, I would lose 2 pounds. We had to be perfect. And it's just I had to fall in love with myself. I really had to love who I was as a growing, you know, woman. I had hips. And I had to accept that. And for some time, it took me some time. Like, I didn't allow the industry to dictate me. I dictated who I was. I should have took the Ashley Stewart job. But, you know, it's business as well, and it's learning how to accept your, like, blessing or accept the next level.
That's right. So. You learn and you grow from everything. We've all made mistakes. Carisma, I'm sure you, looking back, you made mistakes as far as your career, radio, college, whatever it is, picking the wrong, curriculum, whatever. But you know what I always say, hindsight is everything, you know, too. But looking back, I think things like that, you have to embrace them and pretty much say that was meant to happen and that helped shape who I am today. And Tahira, you said it all. That was a huge statement. You just got to love yourself and you have to believe in you and your accomplishments, what you can do. And definitely I always stress to anybody out there, if you have a dream, I don't care how little or big, you may think it is, go for it. Go
for it. Keep dreaming it. Don't lose it.
Yes.
And I say never lose your dream, because you see me on the runway, you're like, they ask me, where does it come from? And it's just, this is me, and I accept that this is me. You either want it or you don't, or, you know, this is it. I love the woman that I am today, and I don't want to change anything about it. I just want to live a healthier life as far as me being, like, really, really fit and healthy. But you just have to understand sometimes failure is education to lead to success. So you have to understand, like, okay, this is the avenue that's going to get me there. It may transition before to something that you probably did not plan, but just take the roller coaster and never lose your dreams. We're going to get into our next song, Habits by Tove Lo, right here on the Girlfriend Network. Back to Ladies Night with the Girlfriend Network. Hey, ladies, we're having a great time. It's time to close, though. So we're going to see everyone next week, and we're going to leave you with Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
For months on end, I've had my doubts.